Hello, and welcome to our brief demonstration on how to use the Klein Tools Distributor Extranet. We're first going to take you through a quick journey of how to log into the extranet. You'll see we're currently at the KleinTools.com homepage, and we're going to click the support or hover over the support tab and go to the partner support option. Once in partner support, the very first option under Distributor Supplier Services is Distributor Extranet. Now we have been taken to the actual login page for the Klein Tools Distributor Extranet. At this point, if you know your user ID and password, you'll simply enter them and click login. If it's your first time, you'll want to request a new account. You'll simply click that link and it will take you to a brief section where you'll have to input some information that will be validated to gain access. If you ever have questions, feel free to email us at serviceonline@kleintools.com. Finally, you can also just simply from any web browser input www.service.kleintools.com. Now, as you can see, we are inside of the Distributor Extranet. What we're going to do is focus on these tabs you're looking at here from left to right. Each one has different purposes and actions. There are also some fields to the far left column. The one most important is the Select Customer. We always recommend that before you begin working in any of the tabs that you have the customer and ship to number selected that you wish to be working with. It'll save some trouble when you get further along. What we're looking at right now is the product inquiry and the product catalog. This just replicates all of the items available. What we're doing here is putting in one unique catalog number to show how you can just search for the item you're looking for. You now get the catalog number 1000, and when you click on it, you can get a little bit more information, including a nice photo as well. You can actually also add products directly to your shopping cart from this screen. As we come back out here, you'll also notice a personal catalog checkbox. If you're looking at items you order on a regular basis, it's a nice little feature to add it to your personal catalog, and we'll show you that a bit later. Right now we're in the product cross-reference tab. If you happen to use products other than our catalog number in your system, you can go ahead and create a cross-reference in there. Where we're heading now is really the meat and potatoes of what you can do here. This is the pricing lookup, price item and submit order screen. To enter items, you can either enter into the boxes provided, or as we're showing here, you can actually import a longer list of part numbers and quantities. You simply enter the part number, then space, then the quantity. You can copy and paste from a Word doc or Excel doc as well, and that will hopefully save you some time from key banging. What I'm going to do now is just simply use the traditional method here of entering some products into these boxes, and you'll be able to see what type of results you'll get and what kind of information can be obtained in different scenarios. And when we go ahead and hit the price item button, always recommend doing price item first before adding to a cart or checking out. We'll see here the first two items look pretty straightforward. When we get to the third item, you'll notice that we're actually getting a message saying that the item's obsolete. The system will recommend a sub if one is available, which will hopefully you'll find helpful. The last line, you'll notice in the availability, it's giving a back order, but it is giving an estimated in-stock date. It will provide it as long as one is currently available. So what we're doing now is we're going to delete the obsolete item before we move forward. So we just check the delete box and again hit price item, and that will remove it. Our options now are to add to cart, or to check out, or to clear values if we'd like to start over. For right now, we're going to go ahead and add to cart. So you'll notice now that we have an extra little message in that left-hand side, just giving some information about what's currently in our shopping cart based on what we just added. And from there, we're going to take a quick look at the personal catalog back up on the top tabs. There's a couple items in here currently, and you can add additional items by going in the product catalog. Now we're looking at pending web orders, and this again is a quick rehash of what we just added to our cart. If you'd like to view it in a little bit more detail, you can click on the View Web Order, and this will again give a line level recap of what we recently put in our cart, which is now a current pending web order. And it'll give us some options down at the bottom. We can continue shopping, we can empty the shopping cart. In this case, we're going to go ahead and check out from this screen. And in the checkout section, there'll be a good amount of detail that can be entered to make sure the order is processed as needed. There are also some messages that are worth paying attention to up at the top, like the one highlighted there. What we're looking at now is the bill to and deliver to. If you would like to use something other than the default deliver to, you'll need to check that use override address for ship to box and enter your desired address. What we're looking at now is really important. The order comments will put an order on hold for our customer service team to review. So if you're looking to take advantage of a promotion or have any special shipping instructions, any special instructions of any type, make sure you put them in the order comments. And again, that will put the order on hold for review. Now we're getting into the shipping options. The default there is best way. If you select a premium carrier, it might, as it just did in this case, tell you that you do qualify for free freight on ground shipments. But again, you can select any premium carrier you'd like. You can also enter your collect details, third-party details. When we get a little bit further down, we do have to enter a purchase order number. That is required. If you don't do it, the system will give you a warning. You can also reference a quote number if you were given one by a member of the sales team. And as you can see right now, you can select a different desired delivery date. If you leave it blank, it will ship as soon as possible. Again, here we're getting a quick recap of what's on the order. You'll see on the A2166 that we've got that little message on the back order. And we can either update any quantities here, we can add additional lines, or in this case, we're going to go ahead and place the order. The system will pause for a brief moment here as it transmits the order into the Klein Tools system. And after a brief wait, we should get an order confirmation. And there we have it. Messages saying our order was received. And more importantly, even down at the bottom, you'll now get a 6-digit order number. That is the Klein Tools order number, along with the PO number that was originally entered. A little further down, it'll recap what the total was for you and a little extra information there. Now if we take a look in the order inquiry tab, we'll see a few previous orders that have already shipped, and we will also now see the most recent order, which we just submitted. And as you can see, we can still modify or cancel that order as shipment has not taken place. We're going to look at an order here that has shipped, and one of the best features on this page is once the order ships, tracking information actually is available. So if you need to expedite an order, the extranet's a great tool to do that quickly, 24 hours a day for that matter. We're going to move now to the WRA tab, and this is where you can go ahead and request a warranty return authorization from us. Again, this is something that now is available 24/7, no need to call or email. The first screen will show you existing WRAs, as well as we just did, we click the button to put in a new warranty return authorization. It'll require a little information to be input, as well as the products down towards the bottom, and it'll take you through that process and very quickly get you a warranty return authorization issued. Important to note that you can request either credit or a replacement through this system. Finally, here we're looking at an account inquiry tab, which gives some high-level information about the account currently selected. It'll also include some Klein Tools sales information. Probably the niftiest thing here is the view invoice details, as we just click that button at the bottom of the screen. What you can actually do here, as we're doing right now, is by clicking that little blue image next to the order, if the order has shipped and been invoiced, you will be able to download and save off copies of that invoice. Again, for expediting purposes, this should really come in handy and hopefully be very helpful. After a brief wait here, we'll get the PDF up, and again, this can be downloaded and saved. So this brings us to the end of our tour of the Klein Tools Distributor Extranet. I hope you found this information valuable, and we hope you find this to be a great tool to use in the future. If you do have any additional questions regarding the extranet, please feel free to email us. The address is serviceonline@kleintools.com. You can also feel free to call our customer service department at 1-800-553-4676. And once again, thank you for your time.